Hello, everybody. Monday, November 7th, 2022. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. If you're brand new, welcome aboard. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. Whether you've been around for a while or if you're new, if you haven't yet, you have to pause this video and then watch the other video that is attached to every Monday entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first. It helps explain all the different options, what they mean, what's the not for time option, tell me about the accessory work, is it necessary, is it optional, all of that good stuff, the goal times, are they rigid, are they flexible, all of that's in the other video, so please make sure to watch that. It's a little long, but you only need to watch it once and you're good to go. My goal on these workouts is to not necessarily just read every option, which you certainly can do on your own. I wouldn't add a lot of value to your life if I did that, but to just take a little dive into what was going on in my brain when this workout was programmed, a little bit of the why behind it, maybe anything which isn't super obvious that will make you have a better experience in your garage or wherever you happen to be. Today's a heavy day, 7x1 front squat. So now on heavy days, there is another video attached entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. And you need to watch that video as well. It's mission critical. It covers warming up, choosing weights, rest periods, all that critical stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. There's a link to the video there, but of course you could find that on iTunes or Spotify and listen to it in podcast format if you wanted to. But we respect the heavy days at Linchpin. That's why there's nothing else on the docket. The main workout of the day is 7x1 front squat. Last time we did this exact rep range was January, February, March, April 22nd, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your loadings. Did you hold steady? Did you build? Did you go up? Did you go down? What were your rest periods? Should you make a different decision right now? Today also is a perfect day if you haven't established a one rep. Perfect. So let's take a look back. Obviously, today's the dominating factor is heavy and below parallel. And if we look back as to what has happened below parallel recently, last week we went below parallel twice, but not on a heavy day. We had a bunch of wall ball shots on two short and sharp couplets. We had the dumbbell squat clean thrusters for the Buster's day. And then previous to that, we had gone below parallel, heavy day at a high heart rate, linchpin test 5. That's back squat, two sets of 20. So now, in keeping with intentionally laying out variants, we had two sets of 20 below parallel. We had dumbbells below parallel on Busters. We had wall balls below parallel the other day. And now we're doing heavy singles front squat. So all of this is laid out in a very deliberate manner to help produce GPP, general physical preparedness, and make you as well-rounded as possible. We've got the goal percentages laid out. The wild card option will probably be fun. If somebody wants an explosive hip opening, they can fire up the hang squat clean. The scaled option is the back squat because it's a little bit easier for as far as mobility is concerned regarding compared to back squat versus front squat. So, and scaling for a heavy day, especially something like this, if somebody's like seven sets of one back squats, the scaled workout, well, that seems like too much. Well, not necessarily. Those ones are undefined weight. So you can just lower the loading to whatever is appropriate for that particular individual, be it a very light barbell, an empty barbell, a PVC pipe, a broomstick. And if you keep lowering the weight, darn near anybody in the world could do a 7x1 back squat day and just make it a day that they really excel at their technique. The not for time option is, well, it's a real treat. I hope that you enjoy it. The limited equipment crew with their dumbbells. Walking lunges, some Bulgarian split squats, and more walking lunges. It's going to be a really good time. And if you're unfamiliar with this, you know, new to Linchpin, if you have barbells and you have dumbbells, every now and then I would really recommend you do the limited equipment option, the dumbbell work. You will not be shortchanged, even if what would have been on the barbell would have been a heavier loading than a pair of dumbbells. The variance that's there that gets you out of your comfort zone that's there, the unilateral work that exists with the dumbbells is so beneficial that I can't highly recommend it enough. So I hope you enjoyed the heavy day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.